And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and it is such a delight to welcome back Gerald quickly after your very well-deserved sojourn.
Thank you, Jo. Delightful to be here, particularly with this young bloke who's just... Mind you, when I arrived at the studio, there was a police car out here in Collins Street and I thought, hello.
Hello, Luke Hines.
Hello and welcome back, GQ. Normally I'm the one carrying the tan department here, but you are looking absolutely incredible with that summer glow. Are you feeling refreshed?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic, mate. Great to see you too, Jo.
Oh, you too, lovely. You're both a picture of health. And listen, Gerald, you're back just in time for Dementia Action Week, which is a critical week because dementia is the second leading cause of death of all Australians.
It's an amazing stat, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get a lot of emails about people who are worried about themselves or worried about others in the family. And sadly, sometimes that loose comment, Mum, you're losing it. Or, Dad, you know, that's the second time you've asked me that. That's just, you're losing it. We've just got to be careful how we address those things. We're all busy. We've all got millions of things on our mind at the one time. And sometimes it's not easy to instantly remember things. So this discussion is important. We've got Australians are growing, not that you two have to worry, but there's a number of us growing older. And eventually our mind doesn't function as well. Every now and again, there's an exception, but it's not necessarily a normal part of ageing. We should never accept it as being a normal part of ageing.
I lost my dear grandfather on my mother's side to dementia, and I was going through adolescence and teenage years at that time. So I'm going through a bit of stuff, but also learning something that I'd never experienced in my life before. Mm-hmm. And on reflection, education and understanding how family and friends can actually work with those people because of the confusion, because of what happens, because a slight change in tone or a slight change in your terminology or word can change everything for someone with dementia.
Well, this year's theme of Dementia Action Week is Act Now for a Dementia-Friendly Future, which I really love. As you say, Hinesy, it's about making a community that is inclusive of people living with dementia. Yeah. So it's a great conversation to be had with Marie McCabe, the CEO of Dementia Australia, who will be joining us today to help us all act now. I love that so much. Health educator Danny Urbender joins us to talk gut health. You know, I can never have too much of that.
You know what? I think we need to talk about gut health at least once a day somehow.
Not necessarily.
No, but it's a really important conversation. And we have a new member of the House of Wellness team, Naomi Perry, who is a pharmacist, and she'll be joining us to take us through her guide to a spring survival kit.
Ooh.
And let's not forget it is hay fever season as well, so we're going to talk about what we should be buying over the counter, excuse me.
I gave my dog a fright the other day because I sneezed. And she jumped out of her skin.
Well, it's an easy time.
It is.
And GQ, we welcome you back by getting all your advice on magnesium for painful muscle cramps.
Really important. Really important. And I know we talk magnesium often, but we need to make sure that we're just getting enough in our system.
It's a very busy show, so let's get into it. Of course, 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions you might have, whether it's a supplement or a food or some kind of symptom that you're looking to manage. We've got a wealth of knowledge here with both Gerald and Hinesy. So do give us a call, 131-873. Next up, we'll talk Dementia Action Week.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose Gut Support Blend at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, some 500,000 people are living with dementia here in Australia, with a further 1.6 million involved with their daily care. And joining us on the line is Marie McCabe, the CEO of Dementia Australia. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, Jo.
Now, I know the theme for Dementia Action Week, which is this week, is Act Now for a Dementia-Friendly Future. Why that theme? What is the significance of that?
Well, we know that communities that are dementia-friendly are much more inclusive. We know that people live better in those communities. We know that they get to stay involved in the things that are important to them and that there's less stigma and discrimination. And we are really keen to encourage communities to take on more things to be dementia-friendly. And we have resources for individuals, for organisations and also for communities.
We love this, Marie, and there's going to be a lot of people listening who this resonates with. So how can we actually support the people living with dementia within our community?
The first thing that we can do is raise awareness, both for ourselves and for others. And we've got lots of resources on our website, dementia.org.au/Dementia Action Week. We can also make sure that we include people living with dementia. Ask them, what are the things that would make a difference for you? What can we do that would make that difference? We can also look at how we communicate, and that is really important. People's ability, when they have dementia, to deteriorates over time, and it may be that their communication becomes impaired. They may have difficulty thinking or staying part of a conversation, and being sensitive to that is really important. Then the other area is design, dementia-friendly design, and making sure that our spaces have adequate lighting, that we can see that there is colour contrast, which is important for people because they can have perceptual disturbances as their dementia deteriorates. And also looking out for people living with dementia. If we see somebody that's confused or they look unsure, just say, look, what can I do to help? Are you okay?
Marie, one, as I mentioned before, dementia is not a normal part of ageing. I have been puzzled for many years in the health game that we now recognise that we don't have an effective treatment. We probably don't even understand how these things develop, but we know there's inflammation involved. But why has it taken us so long to recognise that educating about reducing the risk is the most important factor in dementia?
It is a great question, and I think that the more that we understand about that, and the evidence is now more compelling than it's ever been, that it is possible to reduce our risk of developing dementia. And one of the things about risk that many people don't know is that hearing loss can actually increase our risk of developing dementia, but attending to it can reduce our risk to that of the general population. So there are a number of things that we can do. Diet is really important. We recommend the Mediterranean diet. Exercising our body and our brain makes a big difference. The brain loves to learn, and so staying socially engaged is about learning too. We're learning new things as we socialise. But the other thing is avoiding head injury, looking after our vascular health. We know what's good for our heart is good for our brain. Keeping our blood pressure and our cholesterol within good limits. So they're the sorts of things that we can do that really can reduce our risk of developing dementia. Right.
Marie, one of the words that is often associated with dementia is grief, not only for those who are experiencing people who are with dementia patients who are alive, but also those who are actually with dementia. Can you run through how that grief affects the different people?
Indeed, look, if we look at people living with dementia, grief is always associated with loss. And there are many losses that people experience during their experience of dementia. And it might be a loss of independence. So if they've had their driver's license removed, they can't drive anymore. That has a huge impact on people's life. It may be the loss of the future that they had planned. They may have planned to travel. They may have planned to move countries or states. And those things become more difficult as people's dementia progresses. It may be the loss of employment. They may have been employed at the time and because of their dementia have had to give up their role at work. So there's the loss of identity. There's the loss of relationships and families that often occur when people share that they've got a diagnosis of dementia. And many of our clients say that when they get a diagnosis of dementia and share that, it's one of the most socially isolating diagnoses. And I remember Isa saying at one point, when people share they've got a diagnosis of cancer, people rally around. But when people share they've got a diagnosis of dementia, people disappear. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important for us to raise awareness and for us all to understand what we can do to make a difference in that way.
There was a fascinating report, Marie, which came out. It was published in one of the local papers, but originally from the Times, reporting 50,000 adults over 60 and measuring the time that they were sitting. And it was shown that if you spend more than 10 hours a day sitting, it increases the risk of dementia, even with regular breaks to stand and walk around, which once upon a time we were told to do. Mm. It was going to, and it doesn't matter. If you have more than 10 hours, according to the researchers, regularly standing up and having breaks doesn't undo the negative impact. So if you're sitting on your tush all day and then you go home and have dinner and sit and watch television for 3 hours, that's a cumulative effect. And that's all part of the amazing education we need in just that simple activity of going for a walk, just getting out and about, Marie. It's a good start, isn't it?
It's a great start, and we know that there are two things that build brain volume. One is exercise and the other is education.
Yeah.
And it is really important that we stay active, that we get out, that we walk, that we do the, and doing the things that we love to stay active keeps us more motivated to keep doing them. Otherwise it can become, oh my goodness, it's just another thing to do. But, you know, forming, being part of a walking group, having a walking buddy, these are all things that make a really big difference.
Sure. Marie, can you very quickly tell us about your dementia advocate program?
Absolutely. We have a Dementia Australia Advocate Committee, and one of the things that they are people with the living experience of dementia, and we go to that committee for advice on policy, for new services and programs that we're about to develop. We ask for their advice across a range of topics, and it is really important that we do that because they are the experts when it comes to dementia, and we get such incredible feedback from them about strategy, about, you know, things that the organisation should be participating in, about policy matters that where government come to us, and we take that to our dementia advocates for feedback, and that advice is absolutely critical in the development of all of the work that we do at Dementia Australia.
Well, you also are an incredible resource for people living with dementia or those caring for, so head along to dementia.org.au. The National Dementia Helpline is 1800 100 500, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that's a really wonderful resource as well. Thank you so much for this awesome conversation, Marie.
Thanks, Marie.
Thank you all. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
You have a great Sunday. Let's get to one quick call. Marilyn in Seaford, good morning.
Morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Gerald.
Yes.
You know me. I'm asking about the Suvenaid again. Is it still proven to be working?
This is 20 years research we're talking about, Marilyn. Yes. The research clearly shows, and this is based on 20 years, that Suvenaid once per day over 3 years reduces the risk of further cognitive decline by 66%. Now, the research is irrefutable, and that's the evidence on which it is out there in the market. So, yes, the proof is there. It's a once-a-day drink. I think the drink's better than the powder, so go for it.
Thank you so much for your call. Keep your calls coming, 131-873. Plus, next up, how to look after our gut health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
You know probiotics and prebiotics, but what about postbiotics? Melrose Green Gut Support Blend is a nutrient-rich complex with fermented superfoods containing postbiotics, together with prebiotics and probiotics to support a healthy and balanced gut microbiome with superfoods like spirulina, wheatgrass and more in a convenient, tasty powder. Try Melrose Green Gut Support Blend, available at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get BioCeuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, now, it's a bit of a running gag on House of Wellness how much I love talking about gut health.
You love it, Jo.
Well, do you know, it's because it really did change my life the moment I made that connection between the foods that I eat and my gut health and how that impacts not just me physically but emotionally
and my mental health.
Huge, right? So gut health is very vital to our overall well-being. And joining us on the line to talk about this is Danny Urbinder, a health educator. Hi there, Danny.
Hello.
Well, now you're preaching to the choir here, but
hallelujah.
Why is gut health so important?
Why is gut health so important? Well, look, I think that traditionally most people consider the gut just the organ that we absorb nutrients from and perhaps eliminate waste. And that's the way we've thought about the gut for a very long time. But we now know that the gut really is the interface to the rest of the body. It's intimately connected with the brain, which is why we have that term gut-brain connection, not just via nerves, but via the immune system and a range of other functions. So it really influences our mood, our cognition, how our brain functions. It's also very much connected to our immune system as well. So really there is an interaction between what happens in our gut and how our immune system behaves. So it can determine whether it's an inflammatory state, whether it's in an allergic state or an autoimmune state, and that can affect us systemically. So it's not just localized in the gut.
Danny, we know the importance now of supporting a healthy gut. There's two words that most people may or should have heard by now. That's probiotics and prebiotics. I'm going to get you to run through kind of what they are, but I also want you to tell us about postbiotics, because that's a word that's starting to come up a lot now too.
Yeah, sure. Look, probiotics, which is a term I think that most people would have heard of, are really the healthy bugs that live in your gut. And when we think about our gut, we can't just think about it in isolation of, well, this is an organ and that's it. Our gut functions and operates and cannot function and operate without these probiotics, these healthy bacteria that really are part of the whole system and how it functions. So these are, look, they're made largely of bacteria, but they're also, you know, in its natural state, you find viruses and certain yeasts that all contribute to the health of the gut. Prebiotics are the things that the bugs eat, typically fibers. So you've got prebiotic fibers, and there are a variety of different kinds, and they each feed different types of bacteria for different outcomes. And what you get at the end of that process where the probiotics eat the prebiotics is you get postbiotics, and they're the metabolic byproducts, you could call them. Typically, we hear of acetate and propionate and butyrate. These are really, act as, well, first and foremost, fuels not just for our gut, but also for our tissues and cells in our body. They can help regulate metabolism, blood sugar. They can also help with inflammation, particularly in the gut. So they have a range of health benefits, but are really only produced as a result of those probiotics eating those prebiotics from our diet.
Danny, I know you've got a lot of spare time, but I can see a role for a book called Gut Health for Dummies. We talk prebiotics, probiotics, synbiotics, postbiotics, polybiotics. Where the hell does someone start when they say, I think I need some elementary help for my gut? What strains should a person look for to basically support their gut health overall without making it too technical?
Well, I mean, unless you're sort of looking at something specific, you're sort of trying to treat a specific condition or help with a specific condition, I don't think we should get bogged down too much with strains. There are some general strains that just look at overall health. So, you've got generally your Lactobacillus acidophilus, you've got your, and you've got your bifidobacteria.
And they're the main two, you'd say.
They're the main two,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
And they can be found in a variety of foods. And if you can't do that, there are other options beyond that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so obviously there are foods we can be eating. You're mad for your kefir and your sauerkraut and all that sort of stuff.
But
if that's not,
too,
if that's not in our diet necessarily and we need a lot of it, what would we be doing day to day to supplement our diet?
Well, I mean, it's certainly not in our diet the way it used to be. I think that more and more people are eating fermented foods, but we also need to remember that we're up against not just eating good foods, but we're also up against living in this modern industrial world where things can affect our probiotics as well. Things as simple as stress can affect our probiotics. So we need help. We need to supplement beyond our food often in order to get things right. So there are still foods, but in a supplement form where you have a sort of a concentrated source and an easy available source of certain fibers, probiotics, and prebiotics, so that it's all in one that you can take together.
And this is like a sort of a superfood that we can take in a powder form, that kind of thing?
That's right, yeah. So there's like superfood blends. They combine water-soluble fibres such as acacia fibre, more resistant starch, which feed other type of bacteria, such as green banana flour, and then a range of sort of green superfoods as well. So organic wheatgrass and barley grass. You can have chlorella in there as well. And that really provides a really well-rounded and concentrated source of not just nutrients, but these prebiotics, that feed probiotics. Some come so you can actually have with probiotics in there as well. So it really is a complete overall formula that really is designed to address those things that we're missing in our diet, but also to compensate for some of the negative effects of our modern world on our gut health, our probiotic status, and our gut health.
Wonderful. Some great advice there on our gut health. You know, I can't get enough. Thank you so much, Danny. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's get to one very quick call. Hi, Rhonda in Cronulla.
Hello, Rhonda. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Look, I wanted to ask, my daughter has been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, which is really quite debilitating. Mm-hmm. She had 6 years of IVF, 16 failed rounds of IVF, and with all the drugs that she was on, she seems to have ended up with this. And I'm just wondering whether there's any natural things that she could try. She's been to doctors and things, and I just, there must be something, you know.
There's no magic option, Rhonda, but we're looking here at energy levels with chronic fatigue. The nutrient specifically is ubiquinol, which we talked about, I think, with Dr. Walker mm-hmm. recently. Mm-hmm. Ubiquinol helps generate energy at cellular level, and look, that's the place to start, along with vitamin D3. So vitamin D3, 1,000 units, two at the one time every day, and some ubiquinol, 300 milligram, and initially, Rhonda, one in the morning and one at night, and perhaps that for 6 weeks, and then one in the morning thereafter. Give me an update through on the House of Wellness website, the Ask tab. Let me know in 6 weeks what changes there have been.
All the best there, Rhonda. Next up, what to put in a spring survival kit.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed UltraMag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose Gut Support Blend at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, we do place a lot of emphasis on our show on the role of the local pharmacist and what the pharmacist brings to the community, Gerald, I think.
We bring lots, Gerald.
Yes, so much, absolutely.
Hug a pharmacist.
I wish you were mine, Gerald.
Well, joining us on the line today is Naomi Perry, who is not only a pharmacist, but has also recently joined our House of Wellness family. Welcome to House of Wellness and to the show, Naomi.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Joe, Luke, and fellow pharmacist Gerald.
Good morning.
There you go.
Look, I have a fantastic relationship with my pharmacist, who's, well, Gerald is sort of by default my pharmacist, but I also have a great
You
pharmacist.
Sound a bit greedy here, Joe.
I know, but I just wanted to ask you how important you think the pharmacist is to the community, Naomi.
Joe, it's so good to hear that you have a great relationship with your pharmacist. And as you would know, when you start to build rapport and trust with your pharmacist, chances are you're going to feel more comfortable opening up and being honest about your health. And let me tell you, that communication is key. When you're open with your pharmacist, they can keep a close eye on any side effects to medications, help you stick to your medication routine, identify possible drug interactions, and also address any concerns or uncertainties you might have about your medications. The other thing to realise is that pharmacists are often the first point of contact in the healthcare system. We're easily accessible. You can just walk in without an appointment. It's free of charge to get that health information. And not only can a pharmacist give you general health advice and lifestyle tips, but they can even refer you to other healthcare professionals if needed, like your GP, allied health professionals, or specialists. Ultimately, it's such a good idea to have that really good relationship with your pharmacist, as it builds continuity of care within the community, it spreads awareness about all the services your local pharmacist provides, and most importantly, it helps maximise the safe and effective use of your medicines.
Naomi, anyone who knows me well, and when we hang out in person the next time you're in Melbourne, I have a sneeze like no other. It is loud, it is horrific, it is obnoxious, and it will give you a fright out of your skin. What I want to know is that now that spring is upon us, it brings hay fever. So we thought we'd pick your brain about what we should stock up on over the counter as a bit of a, you know, spring survivor kit.
Did I hear earlier that your dog was sneezing as well?
Well, no, I sneezed and she jumped out of her skin. She's now a hairless dog.
It's such a relatable topic, mainly because it's so common. Around 1 in 5 Australians experience hay fever, which is also known as allergic rhinitis. So you're probably wondering, how do you even get hay fever? What happens is our immune system responds to environmental allergens by releasing histamine, which produces symptoms like the sneezing, a runny nose, watery, itchy eyes. These allergens can be seasonal, like pollens and grass, or year-round triggers, so things around the house like dust mites and animal fur. Obviously, the first thing we'd recommend is to avoid the allergen. But during spring, and spring has definitely sprung, the pollen count in the air can be so high, it can be really tricky to avoid. So in terms of that spring survival kit, I'd be recommending having a non-drowsy antihistamine tablet because, honestly, you never know when your hay fever is going to hit. I often get asked which antihistamine is best, and it can vary from individual to individual. So if you find one isn't working, it is worth trialing a different one. And for any parents listening, antihistamines also come in syrup formulations for children. Now, depending on your symptoms, there are other products that might be useful for your spring survival kit. For example, if a runny nose is really problematic, a nasal spray, either salt water, antihistamine, or corticosteroid base can be beneficial. Now, while antihistamines work straight away, it is important to know that corticosteroid nasal sprays can take a couple of weeks to see the full benefit. Now, there's also eye drops available if your eyes are watery and itchy. And if itchy skin becomes problematic, a corticosteroid-based cream might be beneficial. Of course, if you're unsure of exactly what's triggering your hay fever, allergy testing may help identify potential triggers. And if your symptoms are persisting, have a chat with your local pharmacist or GP.
Oh, it's a lot of great advice. And at this time of year, I think we also want to make sure we've got our sunscreen, we've got our lip balm.
Oh, I love a lippy.
We've got to have all those sorts of things. I always have it in the car, I have to say. Naomi?
Me too. Particularly with the warmer weather, I want to make sure that I'm staying hydrated. So a bottle of water is definitely a must. Broad spectrum SPF sunscreen, and I always make sure that I check the UV daily, but it's really important to have that in the car. Lip balm, as you mentioned, is a really great moisturising agent for the lips. I always turn to anything that's hygiene related, so a hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and tissues, particularly if we're sneezing a lot, just to minimise the spread of germs. And I also like to keep in a survival kit anything wound-related. If we're tripping over or children are, having cuts or sores, adhesive bandages, antiseptic solutions, they're really important for wound cleaning. And the last thing that I always have with me is paracetamol. So you never know when you're going to have aches and pains, a headache that pops up at unexpected times.
Fantastic. All great advice. Thank you so much, Naomi.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
You have a great Sunday, and we will get to your calls next, plus a way to stop those cramping muscles from Gerald.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
You know probiotics and prebiotics, but what about postbiotics? Melrose Green Gut Support Blend is a nutrient-rich complex with fermented superfoods containing postbiotics, together with prebiotics and probiotics to support a healthy and balanced gut microbiome, with superfoods like spirulina, wheatgrass and more in a convenient, tasty powder. Try Melrose Green Gut Support Blend, available at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose Gut Support Blend at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Gerald, you're back in time for us to ask you all about how magnesium can help with tight, cramping or spasming muscles, because I felt a little bit sore yesterday after I went for a run.
Did you?
Clang, dropped
back
that in there.
Yeah.
yes.
Very good.
How can magnesium help me?
Well, magnesium is the classic anti-tension mineral. So it's really one of the seven essential macro minerals. We don't get enough from our food. So if you put any muscle tissue in a bath of magnesium where it's absorbed, and we used to do this back in our prac days, back in my student days, the whole muscle just relaxes completely. So if we're talking tension, muscular soreness, cramping, anything that involves tension, tension up in your back, which might bring on a migraine, premenstrual tension, as long as that word's tension, cramping, discomfort, there's a role for magnesium.
Okay, I like that we're showing that magnesium can cover off different fields and different people.
Yes.
But there's also cofactors here. Things like the B group vitamins, they can support our energy levels. Totally. How does that work with magnesium?
It's a combination. And we're knowing now that if you can actually help something work in combination with a mineral like that.
Yeah.
So the B6 particularly, which is activated B6, that is a blend which has been shown to make a difference to just tension generally and help with energy levels.
And you know you can feel it in your body, like if you're holding your jaw tight your neck, you know.
You do.
What would I do? How would I take a supplement?
You can take a supplement in powder form. I'm a powder and capsule fan. I'm not a great tablet fan because many women, particularly postmenopausal women, have low levels of acid and they don't dissolve tablets all that well. So powder, which is good because you can titrate the dose. Remembering magnesium, if you have too much, you can have tension at the other end of the
system. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to be honest. I sometimes utilise magnesium as a superpower if I need to really clear the waves.
Thanks
so we're
that.
Just beating around the bush, you're saying when
I don't
he's
know
constipated.
How we got there.
Well, no, just go because there are some
it's incredible.
Some people who start off with too much magnesium and it causes an issue. So get some advice, get the appropriate product, and it's a very handy nutrient to have in the cupboard.
Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease P5P for specially formulated muscle support found exclusively behind the counter. Ask your pharmacist for Ultra Muscle Ease P5P. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We've got time for one last call. Hi, Gail from Hyatt.
Hello, Gail.
Hello.
How can we help?
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. How can we help?
I've got tinnitus. Mm-hmm. It comes and goes. Mm-hmm. But what I have, I'm concerned about is that when I watch YouTube videos on my computer, up comes an ad about tinnitus leads to dementia. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Not necessarily. In some instances, that might be related. And YouTube advertising and marketing, particularly from the US, is a fascinating way to get inside people's brains. Relax, Gail, and go to your pharmacy and buy the specific extract of ginkgo called EGB761. That's available in tablet form. You take it twice a day, give it a run for 3 months, and that has been clinically proven to make a real difference in many issues around tinnitus. EGB761.
It's got to be one of the most common calls we get because up until now people have said there's nothing you can do about tinnitus.
Well, in the Quigley theory of relativity, I think COVID has brought a lot of this on. I think there's no doubt the neurological after effects of COVID have increased, not just viral infections like shingles, which are rife at the moment, but I think tinnitus is right out there. And one day we may say, yep, there is a link.
And we'll go, Gerald Quigley was right.
He called it.
25 years ago, he called it.
As always, we say thank you to our callers. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. There is an ask tab there. Gerald, you're just back from holidays. How many emails are sitting there?
Well, there were 350 plus when I got back, and I'm back to now, I think, about 110.
Oh,
so if I haven't responded...
Some of those are from me.
It is. No, I've deleted yours. If I haven't responded, it is coming, and I apologise.
Yes, well, houseofwellness.com.au for that Ask tab. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed UltraMag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. If you're after more House of Wellness, of course, we're back on your TV screens today at midday on Channel 7. There is a beautiful story in today's episode about furry companions in aged care, Gerald.
Look, they're good. And having been, I've just been in Europe, we were having a romantic dinner in Oxford, and there were people either side of us that had a dog underneath the table. You take the dog for
That's
dinner.
That's romantic.
Someone steps on its tail or
yes.
something.
But we were talking about dementia earlier yes. today and how important it is so to important. Have companions like our dogs and cats and whatever it is that really, yes. you know, not just elevates your mood, but makes you feel like you have a companion with you. The difference in aged care, huge.
It is, and it's about time we woke up to these sorts of things as well, because it anything we can do to make that person with dementia, which is progressive until you might look at Suvinaid, but it's progressive, anything we can do to relieve the pressure on everybody else where you've got the animals there a fair bit of the time. Outstanding.
Mm, yeah.
And if you love choc chip cookies, I've got you sorted, because we are tapping into magnesium, and oats and dark chocolate are a great source, so you can get my 5-ingredient chopped peanut butter yep. cookies in today's show.
I've got all of your books, and that's my favourite recipe.
You know I love dark chocolate. I don't need to be asked twice. Also, I want to mention September is Steptember, so sign up and get your steps up in aid of those with cerebral palsy.
Yes.
Super important.
Yes.
Terrific.
Gents, it's been lovely to share this show with you.
Thanks
as always, head along
us,
to houseofwellness.com.au. And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all again next week.